Okay, welcome back to our audio boo. Well, if you're like me, then you like to spend Christmas doing several things. You sort of do all the Christmassy-related things, go and look at the Christmas carols, and maybe even take part, not just be a spectator, actually hold a carol sheet and sing. Or maybe you sort of go out and go Christmas shopping or whatever. These are the sort of things everyone does. I assume you do them as well. There are also, however, things which maybe not everyone does, but there's something which I love to do every year, which is to sort of get hold of a copy of the Christmas Radio Times. Oh yes, and I'm particularly excited this year, as I have been every year that I've been broadcasting from Spain, living in Spain, far from home, getting homesick and getting homesick and everything. And there's one thing that you look for as we sort of go into December, and it's the Christmas Radio Times. And if you check out the Radio Times website, any minute now, or any day now, there will be an advert saying Radio Times Christmas double issue coming soon. And I'm hoping it's going to be sort of sooner rather than later, because they do sort of, they're so big now, it takes you much, much longer to read them as it used to in the olden days. I've got my copy here of the Christmas Radio Times from 1986. Most of it is in black and white. Oh yes, a picture of the Fowlers from EastEnders on the front. That's how old it is, Christmas 86. It's starting to go yellow, but I've kept it. And what I plan on doing is going through as many sort of bits of the old Radio Times as I possibly can. But at the same time, I've been checking out, I started doing this a few weeks ago, I've been checking out the BBC Press Office part of the BBC website. This is fantastic. This is a gold mine of information. If you can't wait till Christmas to find out what's going to be on when all the sort of free TV guides come out from the papers, You can find out now, because if you go to the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/press office, they have all kinds of information. And they have information this week, next week, the week after. They've started to release information on Christmas programming for all the TV stations and radio stations. It's fantastic. And if you're like me, you like to sort of read all the bits of information. And sort of, in a way, people say to me, Steve, doesn't that ruin it for you? Doesn't this spoil it for you when you find out what's going to happen? But I just love it. I love all the little sort of synopses and things. And I like to find out what's going on. I like to find out the name of the episode of the programs and all that sort of thing. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to sort of television program guides and things. But I do like all that stuff. And I've discovered, I mean, I've been using the BBC website for quite a long time, since I had dial-up, which is going back quite a few years ago. And it's only sort of now, the last couple of weeks, I've discovered this press office section of the website. And I think it's absolutely splendid. It really is good. And I'm going to be using it to sort of spell out what I think is going to be the best bits of the BBC over Christmas. So I'm looking right now at the page. This is for network TV for the BBC for week 48. Wow, we're on to week 48. Not many to go till the end of the year, I can assure you. It goes from the 27th, which was Saturday, so we sort of missed that. We've sort of missed the beginning of that, unfortunately. The 27th to the 3rd of December, but I'm quite happy to sort of go through it and pick out some interesting things. Don't forget, at the moment, Due South, that wonderful programme, the Canadian drama about the Mountie and the Wolf, is currently on BBC Two every day, about 2 o'clock or something. And we're going to be sort of following that. We're just going on to season two this week. It's an awesome program, and it's something I've been talking about non-stop, really, in my broadcasts since I had the privilege of interviewing the theme writer, Jay Semko. And it's with great sadness I discovered today that Leslie Nielsen has died. He, of course, was in the earlier episodes of Due South.